Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A very good morning to you. Welcome, Breakfast with Pat and Heels, on this Tuesday, the 13th of Feb. We're on an open line again, Heels, as we love, 13 13 55. We'd like to hear from you. Or the text line, 0467 736 736. I'm expecting both to be pretty busy today, given the front page headlines in the paper and the lead stories in the news last night, Ian.
What's that? The little tussle? The pylon? The boys got into it, the Broncos. There was a genuine attempt to control one of them, i.e. get into a cab. And then when the scuffle came about, they all piled on, which you would. You're going jumping in, don't you?
It was only a few days after I'm reading all the headlines about proclaiming that this is the best summer we've ever had. The behaviour has been exemplary from all clubs. It's been outstanding. There's been no problems that we could read about, and all of a sudden we get Broncos behaving badly. So it came, if you're just catching up with the story, came in the aftermath of what was a wildly successful fan day at Red Hill on Sunday. Some 8,000 flocked down there to meet the players, get the autographs, and, you know, just have the interactions as they do. It's that week, Hills. You know, it marks the official end of pre-season, even though they did play what was effectively a reserve grade game against Wynnum over the weekend. None of the big guns were involved. And this is their sort of swap over week, if you know what I mean. You know, you end the preseason, you do the fan day, they've got their season launch, that's big, and then, you know, they get ready for these couple of trial games that they've got leading into Vegas. But, yeah, it's a bad look. Yeah, it's just a bad look. And I'd be interested to see what you think about it, Broncos fans. There's obviously a stack out there when you're getting 8,000 just show up to a Broncos fan day. And, you know, we're in the heart of Brisbane here. So, look, tell us what you think. Open line 13 13 55. It's just the boys behaving badly with, you know, being allowed to get out on the drink. They were apparently trying to get Carrigan into a cab. He'd become a bit obnoxious. So Reynolds, and it looked like Corey Oates was the other one involved in it. You know, a couple of, certainly Corey, a big boy, you know, trying to move him over and get him into a cab, get him home, get him out of harm's way, get him away from cameras, yeah, which everyone has. Filmed. Yeah.
That's why it's a widespread problem now. This would have happened most weekends in the past. And now it's widespread because the platforms are there, and so too is the media willing to put it up.
Well, I tell you what, it'll give them excuse to even impose tighter sanctions on the playing group when they get around America and Vegas, I would say.
I'm not sure those boys will be allowed to drink in a whole Vegas trip.
Yeah. The problem is, Heels, is that it's the captain and the vice-captain. You know, a couple of the young bucks going each
one of them's probably right, was trying to do the right thing.
Well, I know you've had a lot to do with Renner, haven't you? Just socially helping out with functions and things like that. And you're a big fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan of all of these folks. Paddy Carrigan,
yeah,
he'll be owning that today like you wouldn't believe. I'm surprised we haven't heard from Pat yet, because he's a top bloke and very well educated, and will own this for sure.
Yeah. Well, how about him, Jackson?
I love the pylon. What about the late blokes that came in and jumped on them, like bounced on them, and then they just walked away?
Well, the CEO has spoken. He spoke to Nine, and it's pretty much the message that you'd expect from Dave Donaghy.
Certainly, you know, it's the players are aware of the professionalism, the professional standards that we expect. Clearly, that wasn't upheld in this instance, but I think you'll appreciate over the past few years, we've certainly invested a lot of time and seen a lot of growth in terms of our improving our environment and our culture. Look, this is certainly no doubt a step back, But the intent here is that we learn from it, we understand what took place, we support our group to take increased strides in getting better on and off the field, and our intent here is to continue to learn and to grow from that under Kevvy Walters.
Yeah, it's always been part of their environment. It's regularly happened where there was a blue breakout between Johnsy or Alfie and Kevvy. Have a little scrap, that sort of stuff. But it's in their culture. But the environment now has to be different. When I listen to Matty Johns.
It'd be madness for anyone to step in and worry about that. You know, it's like when you're out there and, like, you're out having a few beers with a boy. Like, that is, you can sometimes bring on your own, like, trouble. The NRL could go, mate, we'll investigate this and go any further. Yeah. Just go, mate, it's two mates. They're out. Like, honestly, it's nothing.
But standards have changed.
Well, Matty, it is something here.
Yeah.
You know, just have a look at the news. Well, we're in the middle of so many problems within our society, and yet both the major paper in the state and all the news bulletins last night, their lead story was the Broncos having a scuffle in the Valley. That's how high profile they are. And Donoghue's right. I mean, they have their standards. A couple of years ago when they were running down the bottom, there were dramas there. But Kevvy's, you know, I feel for Kevvy, to tell you the truth. He's worked so hard to rebuild this club, rebuild the culture there, get them into a winning mindset. You know, they came within, you know, a few minutes of winning a grand final last year from nothing. I reckon he'd be filthy. Yeah. You know, and again, he's been through all of this. He and Alf, they used to wrestle all the time and have fun and poke fun at each other and get on the drink and all that sort of stuff. But look.
When they were doing that, they were earning just a bit more than the journalist. And there wasn't social media filming it live. And so that's the problem now. That's what's changed. So you can't do it anymore. Something's got to change, otherwise you're going to get in trouble. And, you know, they haven't changed. They've stayed the same. I don't feel for Kevvy at all. I don't feel he should be furious at all. We read he's furious, but he should say, you idiots, what are you doing? This is not acceptable anymore. But he should still want a bit of it, but more behind closed doors. Yeah.
Braden's brought up a point here, more so, not so much about this. Morning, boys, pretty pathetic that all people want to do is record straight away with their phones instead of trying to separate or calm the situation. I think they'll cop a sanction. They'll cop a sanction for sure, Braden. They're going to be fine. But they won't be stopped from going to Vegas or anything like that. But
drinking in Vegas?
Well, I mean, look, when you're talking about recording, Barnaby Joyce. Now, who's to know, that was just a shocking look, but who's to know Barnaby Joyce wasn't seriously ill when he took that tumble in Canberra the other night? And yet, as quite a few of the politicians have jumped in and said, well, you know, what makes a person grab his camera out and record it rather than going to see whether Barnaby Joyce was okay? I mean, Barnaby's bounced back. He said it was a mixture of medication and alcohol. And, you know, look, I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. I'm embarrassed for my family and everything. But why wouldn't you go and pick the bloke up and say, you okay, mate? Do you want me to call you an ambulance? Then jump on the phone.
And have a selfie. It's no good when he's standing up, mate. Yeah, your phone doesn't work, doesn't have the impact.
Yeah. Look, there is a little bit of audio from the fight. It doesn't mean much, but Matty, we can play that just quickly.
Adam! Stop!
Yeah, so basically the words were, there was a bit of swearing other side of it. Adam, Pat, stop. So, yeah, look, I don't know. I'm not far removed from Matty Johns. That, you know, I've been around the game for a long time. I've seen it in various forms. I've seen it for a long time when there were no camera phones, and I've seen a few of these scuffles happen. But they're the highest profile sporting club in this state, one of the highest in the land, and they've got to be held to account. So they'll cop a fine, they'll cop a rap over the knuckles, and I reckon
where's that money goes? Where's the fine go?
I don't know.
Right? So I think that money needs to be directed in a way that they have to they have to administer it. Like Paddy and Reno, they'd love to go and give it to a junior club or junior association and get associated with that association.
Oscar's been on the line early. I blame Dean Ritchie, the News Limited journal, for this Broncos scandal. He effectively jinxed the NRL by writing an article about how good the behaviour had been in the off-season. Yeah, you're not far wrong, Oscar. You knew something was about to happen. But Yeah, look, as I said, it came on the back of, you know, thousands and thousands gathering at Red Hill to celebrate the team, celebrate what they've done last year, look forward to the 2024 season, wish them the best for Vegas, and this happens. Love to know what you think.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse when I heard the rumour.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon there were rumours getting around.
So now, you know, that is fine. In the team meetings we had in tours, you know, Booney would rip a T-shirt and someone would lose a watch. Someone in the West Indies one day in a bus wrestle lost their watch down the hole in the bus. There's a hole in the floor of the bus. Down it went. And that's gone. There was a player on the roof of the bus once. You know, that it's always happened. I haven't got a problem, but you can't do that now in such public areas.
Nah. That's exactly right. We'd love to know what you think. The Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line, 13 13 55. It was a bad look. What should the punishment be for the two leaders of the club, Reynolds and Carrigan? We're here for Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. You can bank on Burbank. And, of course, Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. It's an absolute beauty. So, yeah, Adam Jackson's going to join us. I mean, he's right across everything. You know, he's with the Dolphins as well as they head into trial games this weekend. Of course, we've got the All-Star matches on Friday night up in Townsville. We'll go through all of that. James Maloney, who I'm really looking forward to having a chat with, they say that there's massive raps on him up in Townsville.
Right.
So he's doing a great job as Todd Payton's assistant coach. We've got to talk a little bit about Super Bowl. You and I both snuck home from the Pineapple, from the big fundraiser there yesterday. They go back-to-back. The Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes was just brilliant, wasn't he?
Oh, he was pretty ordinary early.
Well, yeah, in the clutch, he just kept producing under pressure.
Yeah,
third downs and things like that. Yeah, it was magnificent. And I'm surprised you haven't brought it up already.
I thought Purdy was good too.
Actually, Vanessa's coming this way.
Yes,
we'll ask her because there was a lot of fashion stuff to be spoken about. But
what do you got?
Well, there's an Australian involved.
Yeah.
Vanessa, come on in. There's an Australian involved in the Super Bowl.
Why are you surprised for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Tay-Tay is wearing a crochet corset top from the Australian luxury brand Dion Lee, which retails for $650.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get that?
There you go.
Where do you get it?
Well, I suppose.
Just go on retail.
No, there's 40
Look
exclusive retailers worldwide. But I'm tipping now they'll be sold out.
Well, absolutely.
Where's Dion Lee from? Where's Lee from? Where's Dion Lee from?
They're Sydney based.
Sydney?
Yeah.
They are.
Well, I don't know who they are, but I've never heard of Dion Lee.
It looked firmer than crochet. Do you reckon that look was crochet?
Maybe it's got some sort of support in it.
Bit of pleather.
Yeah, maybe. maybe something's crocheted.
She looked quite good. I didn't know that was Blake Lively with her.
Yeah.
Did we? Was that in the red and white? They added our tracksuit bottoms?
No, I didn't see the outfit,
a couple of singers,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, there were a couple of, there was a group of them.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, there was, yeah. Yeah, was that Paul McCartney?
He dropped in to say good day to Tay-Tay. Oh, yeah, they were all there.
Well, I saw him in a box.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah,
Lady Gaga. You know when they were doing that. I wondered if that was McCartney. Yeah, it was, eh?
It was. Cuzzy's just been online. Come on, Pat and Hill. This kind of behaviour is unacceptable. Needs to be taken seriously. Both Reynolds and Carrigan should be banned from playing for the Broncos for the entire season 2024. And as punishment, they play the entire 2024 season with the Warriors.
So what's happened? We gave you some benefit of the doubt with that one there. You're very careless here. You're in the bin.
You're gone, Cuz.
A young mum with kids who play footy. What's your thoughts?
It's not okay. I don't think we should just brush this off as boys will be boys. Oh, they're just out having fun. They're just mates. They are paid a lot of money to maintain a certain level of behaviour in public, on and off the field. And I don't think we should just brush this off as, they're having a bit of fun. They're all right. We can do better as a society. And as young, you know, as with young kids playing sport, they are part of their contract is, you know, this role that they have in the next generation. You know, those kids love that fan day. They love it when the players come out to their clubs. They love any chance to interact with these sports stars. And they need to do better. They are paid a lot of money to do better. Yes, it's their own time. Yes, that's fine. But, you know, there are other ways to kind of get out that physical angst or whatever's going on. It's just that's not a standard of behaviour that we should accept or brush off as fine.
We've got to take that. I mean, as I said, you're a young mum with kids that love their sport. All right, what else is happening?
Okay, well, a bit of a shock last night with a car crash that happened in Kangaroo Point, and it was actually revealed to be Green State member for South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, involved, and she has suffered a serious head injury in that crash. So it was two vehicles happened just near the Pineapple, actually, where you guys were yesterday morning. So she is in a serious condition in the PA hospital. Oh. So the Premier, other MPs, obviously everyone around in the electorate as well, just sending their best wishes to Amy McMahon, because that always gives you a bit of a scare, and we just hope that she is okay. Now, youth crime has also been a very big talking point these last few weeks especially, and the state government is fast-tracking a ban on the sale of knives to minors. So retailers will have to lock up weapons like axes, tomahawks, machetes. They have to check identification. Penalties for having a knife in public are also being increased from 12 to 18 months. So look, the Premier says that preventing a knife or a weapon from getting in the hands of a minor is the first step in preventing crime. So look, they're just trying to do what they can, I think, to make it as hard as possible for youth offenders to commit these kind of crimes. And look, a real shock around the world as well in the athletics scene. Tributes flowing for the marathon world record holder, Kelvin Kiptum. He's died at the age of 24 in a car crash. Now, it was only last October that he set the new world record at the Chicago Marathon. And so that record actually only got ratified by World Athletics 5 days ago. He's now died in a car crash along with his coach, 24 years of age. It's just such a shock. He was preparing for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, so he's the first man under 2 minutes one. He ran 2 minutes and 35 seconds in Chicago, as you said, just ratified. Sebastian Coe, you know, the boss of World Athletics, has led the tribute, shocked and deeply sad. But, yeah, it's awful news. They're in altitude in Kenya, where all the Kenyan greats train. And they were travelling between a couple of centres, and yeah, there's been a shocking car accident, killed he and his coach.
Yeah, just absolutely horrible. And for a man at the top of his game, where who knows what he could have achieved.
Oh, yeah, they all said he was going to break two hours.
He was only 35 seconds off breaking that 2 hours without any aids. So, absolute tragedy.
Yeah. All right, we're running short of time. We've got to get to a break. But Vanessa, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you.